Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. This is the Principles of Prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. My name is Ann Strickland, and I want to welcome all you wonderful people who's hearing this message, because you're blessed and highly favored by Almighty God. So I want to open tonight reassuring you the scripture of the Word of God according to His will. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, in the name of Jesus." So believe it, receive that word, understand that word, and speak it. Speak it, speak it, speak it. In the name of Jesus, I'm excited to have you listening, because we're going to continue this week. This is the second part of God's will for you to prosper. Financially, prosperity is God's will. That's what we're talking about, financially. All right? So you are going to prosper. So prosper means to succeed and flourish. Prosperity is to advance or gain in anything good or desirable. It also means well-being. Over and over throughout the scriptures, God reveals that it is His will to prosper His people. Demonstrated it, His will, in the Garden of Eden when He surrounded Adam and Eve with every material blessing they could possibly need. And He proved it again when He prospered His friend Abraham, almost beyond belief. So God's desire to bless His people is repeatedly evident in His dealings with the Israelite nation. Has God changed since then? No. The Bible says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's Hebrews 13:8. Godly prosperity operates by putting God's word in our heart, keeping it coming out of our mouths, while we continue building our lives upon it. So I get excited about God's principles of prosperity, because they'll work at any time, anywhere, for anyone. All God is asking you to do is believe His word, speak His word, stand in faith, and watch His word work. In the name of Jesus. So I am a living witness. I know what God is doing and what He wants to do. And He wants you to prosper financially. Now, Psalm 115. I want to read that, the Amplified Version. You who reverently fear the Lord, trust and lean on the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, the priesthood. He will bless those who reverently and worshipfully fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. Blessed be you of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth has He given to the children of men. We have it. It's ours. And this is where we're going to prosper, here on earth. Proverbs 8:17-21 says, "I love them that love me, and those who seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those who love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures And I want to speak on that a minute, because as I've said and seen over and over, there are some people who think prosperity, and when you talk about having great things, they think, is that materialism? They say, oh, that's materialism. Well, the scripture is clear here. God wants us to have material things. Everything you have is material. So this is a trick of the enemy to try to get you to think that you're not supposed to have anything. You're not supposed to have anything. But the word of God wants you to have the best treasures, and fine silver and gold. This is the best he's talking about. So all we need to do is come in agreement with the word of God. Refute that lie of the enemy that the enemy has put before you. Don't deceive it any longer. Be renewed in the spirits of your mind. Come in agreement with the word of God. Come out of that area of lack and insufficiency and needing things that you don't have and no way to get it or so unless somebody gives it to you. Be a giver. Be in a position to be a blessing to people. And that's what he did with Abraham. He told him, he said, I bless you to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. So get in agreement and understand, believe God's word, because he wants to bless you to be a blessing. If you have just enough for you, you can't bless anyone. Jeremiah 29:11 says, the Amplified Version, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. In your final outcome. God wants you to have the very best of everything, and he wants you to represent him well, just like you want your children to represent you well. Suppose you had a child, and that child was miserable, homeless, and you were wealthy, and your child was homeless and ragged and living on the streets. How would you feel? All right? And that's the way God says you wouldn't feel good about that. And he wants you to represent him and our wealth and our riches. And it's also a tool to help to win people to him also. So we have to really change our thinking and change our minds and come in agreement and have the desire to move into wealth. Have a desire to God. I'm kind of afraid because it seems to me that, people, I've been taught that money causes a lot of problems. And I don't want to have all those problems. But we have problems without money. So would you rather have a problem with or without? You're going to have some problems. All right? Now, for the people who's my age and younger or older, I want to read Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15, the Amplified Version. This is Psalm 92. The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, be long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, and incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. People who think you're retired and you're too old, you should bring forth fruit in old age. You still are able. They shall be full of sap of spiritual vitality and rich in the verdure of trust, love, and contentment. They are living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So the people who've been listening to people who are, no, they start. It starts when you're young. People, well, you know, when you get a certain age, when you get old, when you, this happens, that's going to happen, you're going to get this, and you're retired now, so you're just going to sit back and do nothing. That's not what the Word says. The Word of God never told anyone to sit down and do nothing and be retired. The retirement is not in the Bible. I haven't seen it in anyway. It might be in there, but I have not seen retirement in the Bible. But society tells you, well, you're finished, nothing else to do. Well, you sit around and be miserable and everything. So God wants you to keep going, keep moving for him. Like Joshua and Caleb, Moses, Abraham. When Sarah passed away, he remarried. It had more children. Now, how old is that? So we're going to know that God wants us as senior citizens to continue to even get better. I said, and you also become more bold in speaking about the Lord and speaking to people. And there's a boldness that takes over, because I was saying the other day, I'm walking in this boldness now, you know, and I'm talking to people. And years ago, I wouldn't have said anything, but I'm sharing the Word of God and excite me because I see what God has done and what he wants to do. All right? I'm telling you. Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat thereof and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. It's his will. It's his will for you to prosper. I'm going to read that Amplified version. Every man to whom God has given riches and possessions and power to enjoy them and to rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God. So we need to know, you have to understand God wants you. It's his will. It's his will. Acts 14:7. He, God, did not neglect to leave some witness of himself, for he did you good and kindnesses and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with nourishment and happiness. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, verse 17. Every good gift, this is Amplified version, every good gift and every perfect, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all, that gives light in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting, or shadow cast by his turning in an eclipse. Receive the word, receive the word, receive the word. Receive what God has for you, what he's saying to you. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and yours is to be exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand are power and might, in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack anything. The Amplified Version of Psalm 35:27. Let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure. Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So, do you want to give God pleasure? Give him pleasure. Pleasure. But through your prosperity. I'm reading you these scriptures to clear up these ideas and these thoughts that have been rampant of being satisfied and happy, just barely getting by or no getting by, or being on welfare. We're supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. We're supposed to be the banks and the credit unions and the lending institutions. Scripture says you shall lend to nations, but you shall not borrow. So as we come in agreement with the word of God, according to what he wants us to have and do, then we will be the lenders and not the borrowers. We'll be above and not beneath. So change your thinking. I'm helping you here. All right. Let's go to another Psalm 37, verses 3 through 11, the Amplified Version. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your Lord, of your load on him. Trust, lean on, and rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And we make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him. And patiently stay yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. For evil doers shall be cut off. But those who wait and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the evildoers will be no more. Though you look with care where he used to be, he will not be found. But the meek in the end shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. In the name of Jesus. So trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your paths. Glory to God. So I'll stop there with the scriptures, but I want to really emphasize to you the words that you speak, what you say. You have to start watching your mouth and the words that you speak. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. If you speak all negatives and bad things and I don't have it, I can't do it, it doesn't work, I tried it, it won't work, and all these negative things, I'm broke, you know, and we're never going to have anything, anything like that, please don't let it come out of your mouth. Because you shall have what you say. you shall have what you say. So watch your words. And when you pray and ask God for something, when you're praying and asking for or decreeing and declaring, then after that, you start saying thank you for whatever it is you have decreed and declared for during your prayer time. Because the word says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So that's why when you believe, you receive, you have it, and that's where your faith steps in, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you're not seeing it at that moment. You've prayed and spoken in, but what you do and the faith starts working when you start saying, thank you, Lord, for my promotion. Thank you that business has picked up. Thank you that wealth and riches are in my house. Thank you, Lord, that I'm out of debt. Thank you I'm a lender and not a borrower. Thank you, Lord, that my children are all educated, debt-free. Thank you, Lord, I can pay cash for a car. Thank you, Lord, my house is paid off. Thank you, Lord, that I can help others, that I can give to the poor, that I pay my tithes. I give you're paid, you're giving God his money. That's very important. To tithe first. You tithe that 10%. You're not giving it to the man. And as I've said over and over again, when I first started tithing, there were no envelopes. Nobody knew it. I didn't even know scriptures. But God. So I strongly advise you, that's an act of obedience, giving God what belongs to him. Because he's the one who gave, actually the 100% belongs to him, because he gave you the power to get the wealth or get the job or get everything you have came from him. So he's only saying 10% instead of 100%, instead of 90%, leaving you with the 10%. So be grateful and thank you, Lord, for my job. Thank you for my business. Thank you for my promotion. Thank you that that we can go on a vacation and have fun, because he wants you to have pleasure also. Thank you that I can give into this charity. Thank you that I can help other people. That's where we're supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And start thanking him. When you pray and ask for something, start saying thanks. And use it all the time. Use it. Say it. Say, thank you, Lord. Whatever it is you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. And that's why you're going to say thank you, because you believe that you received it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is awesome. I'm learning as I'm teaching. I'm learning also. I have not arrived to that I know everything. And that's what I'm saying. Now, just give the word. Speak the word. What you want to happen. Speak the word. And walk in the spirit of forgiveness and love. People are going to make you mad. People are going to come up against you. People, you know, and you know where you want to fight back. Mm-mm. Go pray for them. Turn your hurts into your harvest. That's the book I have from Kenneth Copeland. Turn your hurts into your harvest. It's a prayer in there about that. And when you look at his life and see what God has done for him, it's turning his hurts into his harvest. He has a harvest. Serious. He and his family and everybody are serving God and doing very well. So watch what the people who are successful in doing great things and helping people, and doing things for people. They're not just piling up for themselves. These people are doing great things. Great things. It's not all in the papers, you know. So we're just going to start moving in the way that we're supposed to move, walk with God, and believe his word, and know that he wants to prosper you financially. It's his will. it's his will. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you for this word that you've used me to share with the people tonight. And I thank you that your word will not return into your void, but it will accomplish where it's been sent all over the world in the name of Jesus. Now, here's an announcement. The Healing School of Financial Prosperity, that's where, here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's where I have a class every Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And there are four sessions, four Saturdays. And I would strongly invite or encourage you to come because, first of all, you need to learn and understand that it's God's covenant to prosper, promise for you to prosper. That's 1 week. Why God wants you to prosper. Wisdom and prosperity is the 3rd week, and prosperity in the end times. These classes are free. So, in the classes for you, if you have been struggling financially, if you have experienced loss or lack of business, and if you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper, you need to come to the class. You need to be there. There's Saturday morning, as I said. The address is the Gateway Building in the Empowerment Center, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you can contact me or text me, you know, if you have any questions or you want to come. And, you know, we're close to the highways. We're down near the airport. There's parking. I mean, God has made this so easy for everybody, so simple. Because if you're coming from New Jersey, we're close to the highways there. Delaware, Maryland, because I spoke with someone the other day, and she said, well, I live in Maryland. She wants to come. She said, that's only about 2.5 hours. You know, we drive far for other things. Now, well, let's drive far because there are testimonies and testimonies of people that I've taught and prayed for, and then their businesses have picked up, promotions and things, they're testimonies, many testimonies, and you've heard some before. So I want to encourage you to come to 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Suite 100, the Empowerment Center. It's in the Gateway Building, and you don't have to worry about parking. There's a parking lot, free parking, and the classes are free at 10 o'clock. I'm looking forward to meet you and praying with you and seeing you prosper. In the name of Jesus, because that's God's will for you to prosper. I also, in that same building, at the same place, 3751 Island Avenue, is we have services there. Pastor Darian Thomas, Walk in the Light, 3751. You come there at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning or 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And listen, it's learn. You will not regret coming. It's the same address, 11 o'clock Sunday morning. And tell people about the classes and tell people about the services. That's Pastor Darian Thomas. I teach the school, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. So I want to thank you. And if anyone under the sound of my voice hasn't received Jesus as Lord, invite him in to your life. And you'll never be the same. Ask him to come in to your life. He'll forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, thank you for listening. You're blessed and highly favored. Amen.